63-62. And now Gutierrez spins. Wow, it's out of bounds. It's going to be Merced ball. How is that not a foul? Now they're going to look at it, and they're going to say it's Merced basketball. And Gutierrez just can't believe it. Wow. If anything, a foul should have been called. However, Merced has the ball with the lead. Haley Owen on the baseline. Should have been an illegal screen there. Now straight away, Hayes inside, baseline Shannon. Back to Owen. Owen inside, tough attempt. She missed it. Rebound smothers. Gutierrez will slowly bring it up. Both teams in the bonus for the rest of this game. 1:30 to go. Gutierrez, it's knocked out of bounds. It'll remain Simpson ball. Gutierrez got to be careful not to pick up a technical here. And we will have a timeout call. 30-second timeout, I believe. Nope, it will be a full. We'll take a break. 1 minute, 27 seconds remaining. A good finish up and coming. Both teams played extremely well here in this second half. We'll be back on Simpson Sports Network.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
1:27 to go. There's been some calls in this game that have been tough as they inbound it to Gutierrez. Wow, no foul again, and now she brings it in. Throws a skip pass to Armstrong, who's had the hot hand. Simpson trails by one, 63-62. Armstrong, out to Gutierrez. Stutter step on the baseline. Sets up Smothers, but it's almost taken away. Smothers gets it back. She's fouled, and we'll get to the free throw line. And a sigh of relief on what could have been a turnover on the pocket pass. 1:12 remaining. Smothers will shoot two. That's the fourth personal foul on Mia Shannon. First free throw is no good. I said it a moment ago, it's both teams have missed crucial free throws here down the stretch. Knocks down free throw number two. We're tied at 63. Minute 10 to go. Haley Owen with a dribble handoff out to Aubrey Hayes. Hayes to Raina Smith. Deep three-point range. Shot clock down to 15 under a minute. Smith cut off. Baseline Hayes. She gets into the rack. Tough shot attempt. No. Offensive rebound Smith. Put back. No. Smothers with the rebound. Doubled. Here comes Simpson. They've got numbers. And instead, Gutierrez will get it up. Got to get it across here. Does just barely before the 10 seconds. 16-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. 33 seconds to go. Gutierrez being ridden down the sideline. Comes off a pick. Gets inside. Sets up Smothers. Her shot is blocked by Smith. Shot clock is turned off. 22 seconds. And a timeout is called by Sarah Hopkins Cherry. A great setup by Gutierrez to Smothers, but her shot was blocked. And now with 20 seconds remaining, Merced has a chance to win it. Wow. What a great game between two talented ball clubs. Here out of the timeout. Simpson will bring out their starting group. Romelli, Gutierrez, Armstrong, Smothers, and Cox. Merced, Belvin, Haley Owen, Mia Shannon, Aubrey Hayes, and Raina Smith. No shot clock in play. 20.2 to go. Belvin with it on the sideline. They deny, and now they do get it in to Haley Owen, letting the clock wind in three-point range. Gutierrez on her, down to 15. Now out to Mia Belvin. Belvin letting the clock wind. It goes down to 10. She retreats to the Red Hawk. Down to 7. Isolation. Spins. Belvin. Tough shot. Blocked by Smothers. She comes away with it. And a timeout called by Derek Pringle Jr. Oh, what another unbelievable play by Shayla Smothers in her fifth block of the night. And now Simpson has a chance to win it. They're going to see if they can advance it. Maybe put more time on the clock here. They're going to put more time on the clock. And they can advance. Wow. What a game. Back and forth throughout this one. And now a chance to win it with 2.4. Now they're going to put 3.1 seconds remaining. Simpson will get it as they can advance, I believe. They're going to get it with the ball right near their bench. 63 all with 3.1 seconds remaining. Same group for both teams, except Maurice Jackson, the freshman at 6'2", is going to guard Smothers on ball. Who's going to get the ball for Simpson? You have to think it's probably going to be Gutierrez. Big moment here. Smothers looking. Nowhere to go, and a five-second violation. Wow. That's the one thing that can't happen. And now Merced will get the ball back, and they can advance it on the timeout. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a break with 3.1 seconds remaining. Merced ball after the break on Simpson Sports Network.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton. This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460.
Here we go. Mia Belvin down to one. Three-quarter court. No. Just inside the half-court line. And that will end the game in regulation, and we got five more minutes of basketball left. 63-63. Neither team can win it at the horn. We'll take one more break. We'll come back with a start of OT here on KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely committed healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. From the bakery and deli, vitamins and supplements, organic groceries, and organic produce. All of the best possible products at the lowest possible price. At Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here in Redding, California, after Ali Romelli has hit the three for Simpson, and now Haley Owen will get to the free throw line. 4:11 remaining. Both teams have had chances to win it, and Madison Cox has just fouled out of this game. So Alex Cooper will come in for Simpson. They lead by three after the Romelli triple a moment ago. Owen, free throw is good. 66-64. Second one, no good. Shayla Smothers with the rebound for Simpson. Simpson leads by two with 4 minutes to go here in overtime number one. Gutierrez brings it up. Gets inside, step back with a dribble. Nice crossover. Gets baseline. Tough floater. Got it. Estella Gutierrez, 68-64, having herself another nice scoring night for Simpson. Here's Raina Smith. Now to Owen. Looks down low. Shannon, single coverage, spins to the middle of the floor, tries the up and under, back out to Owen. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Owen retreats to Mia Belvin. Belvin, she'll attack, trying to create. Stutter step, gets inside. Wow, she's blocked, no foul. Shot clock reset, it shouldn't have, and the baseline jumper, and they're going to say a shot clock violation. Wow. The basket should count there. There were still 5 seconds left on the shot clock. There was plenty of time left. That basket should count. We'll see here as we try to get word. And I think what they're going to do is give Merced the ball. So So they'll put the shot clock at 5. So neither basket, the basket won't count, nor will it be a shot clock violation. They'll put the clock at 5. Merced will have it on the baseline. Inbound to Mia Belvin. She'll try from way downtown. No. Cooper with the rebound. Dribble handoff to Gutierrez. Gutierrez brings it up with Owen Honor to Smothers inside. Bad pass, turnover. Nowhere to go there. Raina Smith now. Smith. She'll spin out to Belvin. 3 minutes to go here in the contest. Hayes, corner. Here's a three for Owen. No. Rebound. Here's just going to be a jump ball. And it will be Merced basketball. So Merced will have it with a fresh shot clock. Trailing by 4. Simpson with the lead. Inbound quickly to Haley Owen near side. Up top to Belvin. To Hayes. Belvin in the corner. Looks down low. Shannon. Single coverage. Baseline drive. Reverse lane is good. Good take from Mia Shannon, who has come alive in this second half. 68-66. Smothers picks up her dribble. Finds Gutierrez, who gets across just in time before the 10-second violation. And now Gutierrez waits. Alex Cooper now. Three-point range to Armstrong. Armstrong, dribble drive, right inside, right hand finish is good. The junior out of Corning with the big bucket. 70-66. Here's Raina Smith. 2 minutes to go. Down low, Shannon. Again, single coverage. She spins, falls away, lays it in. Mia Shannon cuts it to 2. Under 2 minutes remaining. Gutierrez stepping back. Down to 15. Smothers inside. No. Down in the other direction. Belvin tracks down the long pass. She goes to work. Spins. Offensive foul. Wow. Armstrong slow to give up as the teammates go over to give her props on that play. And there's some fluid on the floor now. So Simpson will have the ball. Up 2. That shot would have tied it. And Gutierrez will slowly bring it across. Minute 30 remaining. Simpson trying to extend their 2-point advantage. Gutierrez right inside. Tough shot. And an offensive foul in the other direction. Third foul on Gutierrez. 1:18 to go now, and now Merced can tie it here or take the lead with a 3. Haley Owen to Raina Smith. That's who they want the ball in the hands of. Comes off the pick. Cooper fighting over to stay in front. Looks down low. Shannon. Back to the baseline. Hayes. Hayes pulls up. Banks it in, and we're tied at 70. Under a minute to go. Gutierrez, skip pass, turnover. My goodness. Owen, Raina Smith inside, laying no and a foul. And that's the 4th on Gutierrez. Just a lazy one-arm pass. And it didn't have enough on it. So Belvin at the line to give Merced the lead. Misses the first. 44.8 seconds remaining. In a stressful game for both teams. Knocks down the second. He'll stay in the press. Armstrong near side, double teamed. Looks up to Smothers. Right back to Armstrong, who will bring it across. She's going to be doubled. To Gutierrez. 13-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. Simpson down one. Gutierrez enters to Smothers on the right elbow. Puts it on the floor out to Romelli. Three-point range. Romelli. Baseline feed. Gutierrez stops. Looks inside. Bad pass. Turnover. They have to foul. Merced has it. They do foul. It will be Owen. And Simpson down the stretch, just unable to convert. Third foul on Cooper, and that will send Haley Owen to the free throw line. Big first free throw. Knocks it down. 14.9 seconds remaining. So on the make, I believe Derek Pringle said he wants a timeout. And knocks down both. 73-70. 14.9 seconds to go. We will take another break here from Redding, California on KCNR 1460 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
14.9 seconds remaining. Simpson has advanced the ball into the front court. Last time they had the ball in this spot, though, they had a five-second violation. So hopefully, well, you have time to go for a quick two and then foul. Inbound to Campos, who just checked into the game as sharpshooter. Picks up the dribble to Estella Gutierrez. Down to 12. Gutierrez off a pick. Step back. The triple on the way for the tie. No rebound. It goes out of bounds. Merced ball. Four seconds. And Sarah Hopkins Cherry is going to take a timeout to advance it. Should be a 30 second. Let's see here. It'll be a 30. So, it looks like Merced is going to come away with the win in a what might be a very frustrating loss for Coach Derek Pringle and company, because this is a game I think they're going to feel like they should have won. They played pretty well except for down the stretch. A couple bad, ill-advised shots, a couple big turnovers that benefited UC Merced. And now they really need a steal. Mia Belvin will be the trigger man on the far side for Merced. And here we go. Just got to get it in. Inbound to Hohen. She will be fouled with only 1.7 ticking off the clock. And now pretty much all she's got to do is knock down one. Owen knocks down the free throw. And this one's going to sting for Simpson. Knocks down both, 75-70, 2.8 seconds, Campos, and they won't even try it. So Merced gets revenge with the win, 75-70 in overtime. We'll take a short break here, and we will come back and preview the men's game coming up later on here tonight. Final score, women's basketball 75-70. We'll be back for the men's game coming up shortly here on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with free fall tuition at Shasta College, you can save more money than ever before on a college education. A new semester starts soon. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply to enroll now.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth a ride.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive,
Professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
Celebrate Valentine's Day a little early with your sweetheart Sunday, February 10th at the Cascade Theater with a special showing of the classic romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle.
Give me a wink and a smile.
It's date night at the Cascade. The party features live music, dancing, themed drinks, even a jewelry giveaway from Devon's. Party at 6, film at 7:30. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We go together like a wink and a smile.
This is Jim Gibson. As a Navy veteran and former submariner, I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my fellow submariners and the other North State veterans. But we want to also remember those that are overseas, and a Happy New Year for them, and we should be praying for all of them.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back here. Connor Sutton with you for the men's basketball game. Now, as we get ready for what should be another fantastic matchup, when these two teams faced back on January 12th in Merced, it was a John Manjohn game-winning putback as he was falling to the ground with 4 seconds left, and then in the other direction, Merced's Haywood was blocked by JT Branch in what was an outstanding finish from Merced, California, in one of the lowest scoring games of the year, 62-61. Simpson men's basketball a game away from clinching a spot in the CalPAC championships, and also just one game back in the CalPAC race, as we'll see if the Redhawks, sitting at 8-3 in conference play, can take down the 5-6 UC Merced Bobcats. The keys for Simpson tonight, find a way to get Blake Trent the basketball in a good spot. He has been denied down the stretch of key games. However, we'll see if he has the ability to knock down tough shots tonight, because he has had a hand in his face the last 5 or 6 games in conference play. Also another key, Aaron Berry, his ability to attack the basket has been huge, but Simpson, they have been relying on their half-court defense, especially against PUC on their Thursday night win, to not allow Merced or PUC to get good looks. Again, just holding Merced to 61 points back in January, as they only shot 39% from the field. Can the Redhawks come away with another victory here tonight? 2 minutes to go before we do the pregame introductions, as it should be another fun one here from the Grant Center on a near-capacity crowd here from Redding, California. We'll take a break. We'll talk about the starting lineups and the tip-off. Coming up next, you listen to Simpson Redhawks Basketball on KCNR 1460.
Our Shasta County Veterans Service Office wishes all active duty, their families, and local veterans a Merry Christmas. Our troops make a courageous effort year-round to ensure Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, saluting all Armed Forces men and women and wishing you a happy holiday season.
This salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're invited to share the love. Saturday, February 9th from 6 to 11 p.m. at Reading Senior Hall, it's Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment all to support Shining Care's Gatekeepers program to preserve the quality of life, independence, safety, and dignity of older adults in our community. And now, here's your Masters of Ceremony for the evening, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's us. Come join us for this fabulous fundraiser for the Older Adult Gatekeeper Program.
Together we create a bridge to wellness for our at-risk older generation.
There'll be a live and silent auction with great items. Tickets are just $35 per person, or sponsor a table for eight. Call 232-5543 for more info. That's 232-5543. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Wind River Resort and Casino, and REU. We'll see you there.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dinner.
Ministry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, for the men's game now taking place as the Red Hawks play host to UC Merced. We just finished with the pregame introductions. We're waiting for the hoop to come down on the left side. Charlotte Adams for the Simpson Red Hawks. Home again tonight, 8-3. Their final three games, including this one, all on their home floor in the regular season. JT Branch, John Manjohn, Aaron Berry, Blake Trent, and Jalen Cooper. For Simpson, Todd Braglin in his second season. Assistant coach James Jansen, Mike Hayworth, and strength and conditioning coach Kevin Cry. For UC Merced, Aaron Laughlin, Ryan Haywood, the big man in the middle, Alfred Budmati, Mason Westlake, and Raphael Duer for the Bobcats. Simpson wearing their home whites will be moving to our left. Merced in their visiting navy blues moving to our right. Here we go. Tip is up and controlled by JT Branch. And here we go. Jalen Cooper will bring it across for Simpson. The Redhawks can clinch CalPAC the championships with a win tonight. They will get into the playoff race. Inside now, John Manjohn, JT Branch, 15-footer straight away. Knocks it down. So Simpson with a good start, 2-0. After the high-low action with Manjohn to JT Branch. And here is Raphael Duer. The right side now, Mason Westlake comes off the screen making the catch with Jalen Cooper on him. Deep three-point range to Ryan Haywood. Haywood, baseline to Duer. Pass fake, pulls up for the left elbow. No, and Blake Trent comes away with a rebound for Simpson. Up now near side to Jalen Cooper, who races across the midcourt logo. Looks down low for Manjohn. Now up top, Aaron Berry. Blake Trent, three-point range, looks down low, Branch, and a whistle and a foul away from the ball on the catch is on Aaron Laughlin, his first. Did not play in that first game between these two clubs. Inbound to Aaron Berry with a shot clock reset to 20. Down low, John Manjohn back to the basket, goes to work, left hand, tough shot, missed it, and Aaron Laughlin crowds the rebound. Tough shot attempt there. Laughlin makes the catch straight away. On the right side, now to Westlake. Comes off a pick with a hesitation dribble. Simpson switches it. Westlake picks up his dribble. Now back to the right side to Laughlin. Back to Westlake. A deep three. No. And Blake Trent corrals rebound number two for Simpson. 2-0. The Red Hawks with the lead. Barry with the ball. Dribble handoff Trent. And now an illegal screen as Trent knocks down the triple. But the basket won't count. Aaron Barry on the illegal screen. His first personal foul as Merced will get the ball back. Red Hawks really trying to get Blake Trent some sort of space from beyond the arc. He's been denied the last couple of weeks on the offensive side of the basketball. 2-0 our score. Minute and a half gone by here from Redding, California on a Saturday night. Duer comes off a pick to his right. Looks inside. Pass fake now to Westlake. Near side to Haywood on the baseline. Comes off a pick to his left. Hesitates. JT Branch on him. He'll try for three. No. And John Manch on the 6 foot. Eight senior out of Spain comes away with a rebound. Aaron Barry now comes off a pick in and out with the right hand. Tough fall-away jumper. This is not draw iron. No good. And not the shot attempt Simpson wants there. And Duer lost it out of bounds. And a turnover. So Simpson thankfully gets the ball back. 2-0. Merced, one of the top defensive teams in the CalPAC. And they have the ability to hold Simpson in their half-court offense. That's what they want to do. Kevin Pham does a really good job in the half-court on the defensive side of the basketball. Cooper looks to enter it down low to Manjohn. He does. Back to the basket on the left elbow. Check that left block. They give it to him yet again. Manjohn back out to Barry. He'll try a deep two. It is good. 4-0. Our score. Barry knocks down his first field goal. 2.5 gone by in the first half. Rafael Durr, three-point range, Ryan Haywood on the right side. Waits to come off a screen, now he does, from Botmani. Feeds to the far side to Durr. Out to Westlake for three, no, and Blake Trent, another rebound, his third. Cooper looks up the floor, finds JT Branch, down low, doubled, out to Trent. Thought about it, three-point range, puts it on the floor, hesitation, tough left-hand finish, good. Well done from the junior transfer from Shasta College. It's 6-0, Simpson with the lead. Assistant coach James Jansen applauding the effort from the Redhawks here early on. Rafael Durr feeds the right side to Haywood, who is picked up by Trent. Crossover dribble, good hedge by Manjohn. Haywood now still in three-point lane with the ball on the floor to Westlake. Westlake, crossover dribble. Out to Laughlin, a good look at three. No. Offensive rebound, putback is good for Alfred Botmani, his first bucket of the evening. And it's 6-2 Simpson with the lead. Cooper brings it across for the Redhawks. Feeds to Aaron Barry in the left angle, who comes off a pick and now nonchalantly gives it to Cooper. Shot clock winds down to 15. Here's a tough three attempt from Trent. It's too strong, and Botmani with the rebound. 4 minutes gone by in the opening half. Haywood accelerates, gets inside, dumps out. Here's Laughlin for three. Yes! Quick little 5-0 run for the Bobcats. 6-5. Jalen Cooper to Blake Trent in deep three-point range. They're out him way out there. Swings to Aaron Barry. Barry hesitates, spins, gets inside, hangs in the air, lays it in. He wanted a foul call, didn't get it, and he hung in the air for what seemed like an eternity. 8-5, four early points for AB. 15:30 remaining here in the first half on a late start because of the women's game going to overtime. Westlake off a pick. Simpson does a nice job defending it, but now Laughlin's left open for three, and he ties the game. 8-8. The Laughlin twins can shoot it from beyond the arc. You got to know that. Coming into this game, that's his first triple of the night. JT Branch straight away, looks for Cooper on the left angle, finds him. Now waits for a screen from Manjohn. Hesitation dribble, looks inside to the big fella. Puts him on the floor twice, and he's stripped by Rafael Duer. Duer up the near sideline, stops, swings out Haywood, mishandles the catch. Now the baseline, Laughlin, a tough baseline jumper, no. And the rebound to Aaron Barry. 5 minutes gone by. AB swings to Jalen Cooper, up top Blake Trent, puts it on the floor, now spins, trying to find some sort of distance. And his pass to Manjohn is taken away by Haywood. Haywood out to Westlake, a three for the lead. Pops out. JT Branch with the rebound. Cooper for Simpson, directing traffic, listening for instructions from the sideline from head coach Todd Franklin. Shot clock winds down to 17. Branch will square up and fire from 17. He misses. Well short. Haywood with the rebound. Off the sideline, out of door. Sets up Westlake straight away now to Budmani on the far side to Haywood. Moving it out on the perimeter. Haywood gets inside. Out to Westlake. Good look from the corner for three. No. Manjon with the rebound. 8-8. Aaron Berry. Jalen Cooper. Cooper inside. Floater. He is fouled. It'll get to the free throw line. So Jalen Cooper will be at the free throw line to shoot a pair for with a triple-double on Thursday night. A couple substitutions for Merced. Bonmani out. Kingsley Overallet in. As the second free throw is good. Knocks down both, 10-8. I'm trying to see who else on the substitutions I missed. Oh, Seth Cobb also comes in. Here is Duer. Splits the double team. Almost got it taken away. Now swings up top to Matt Laughlin. Puts on the floor once. Back to Duer. Pump fakes now out to Seth Cobb in the left angle. Baseline. Duer, they're going to sag off him, making him shoot. He does not. Puts it on the floor. Shot clock down to five. He'll now try for three. And he knocks it down. First lead for Merced, 11-10. Here's Jalen Cooper. Waits for Blake Trent to come off the pick. Looks down low. Seth Cobb draped all over him. Branch. Skip pass to Jalen Cooper. Cooper off a pick. One dribble pull up from 17. This is no good. And the rebound comes to Ryan Haywood. Haywood across midcourt. Now to left side. Seth Cobb. Looked like he was going to step into a three, but feeds down low to the big fella. That's overall. Here's a tough three from Cobb. Laughlin. Air ball. 11-10. Merced with the lead. Simpson with the ball. Cooper sets up Blake Trent. Thought about it, and now he is fouled on the penetration. It'll be the third team foul. Brandon Moss in. JT Branch will take a seat, who played extremely well on Thursday night against PUC in a 12-point victory. Barry and in the legal screen. It'll be on Blake Trent. First foul on Trent. He'll come out. Alex Anders, the freshman, in. Here is Raphael Duer. Far side now to Haywood. Anders on him. Comes off a pick. Splits the double team. Feeds to the corner. Laughlin now out to Duer. Good ball movement. Right angle three. No. Long rebound. Cooper jumped early, and now it's picked up by Merced, and a foul on Simpson. Andres is first. Raphael Duer. So Ryan Haywood. Up top, Laughlin. Right side, Seth Cobb. Back to Laughlin. The new shot clock. Duer. Dribble penetration out to Cobb. Left angle. Thought about it. Back to Duer. Moving it out on the perimeter. Cobb down to 13. Dribble penetration stripped and a steal by Jalen Cooper. Races up the floor. Two on one. Aaron Berry to the rack. Hangs in the air. He is fouled. And we'll get to the free throw line. A chance for Simpson to get the lead here. Aaron Berry already with 4 points. Barry's ability to rise up and then hang in the air while drawing the contact is unparalleled. We'll take a break. First media timeout, 11-10, our score. Just under 12 minutes to go in the first half on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
11-10, our score, Merced with the lead here out of the immediate timeout. AB will be at the line to shoot a pair and hopefully give Simpson the lead. Knocks down the first. Evens the game at 11. Barry relaxes in, hits the second. All-conference first-teamer a year ago, looking to repeat that here in his senior season. 12-11, Simpson with the lead. Overall. Feeds to Andrew Williams, who just came into the game. Straight away now to Rafael Duer. Duer crosses over, and it's almost stolen by Jalen Cooper. Duer gets it back, down to 10. Duer, crossover dribble. Looking to go behind the back. Lost it again. Gets it back. Stripped. And Merced lost it out of bounds. What great defense from Jalen Cooper. The senior out of Fairfield at 6'3 with those long arms. Able to make a great defensive play multiple times on that possession. Cole Tyra into the game for UC Merced. Simpson moving it well. Here's Andrews straight away. Feeds to Aaron Berry. Now to Jalen Cooper. Andrews waits to come off a pick. Now he does with the left hand. Digs in. Now to Aaron Berry. Back to Andrews. Deep three-point range. Thought about it. Now Simpson a little too much going on. Aaron Berry hesitates. Does come off the pick. Attacks. Gets right inside. Hangs in the air. No fouls. He goes to the ground. Great defense by Merced. Three on two. Seth Cobb steps into a three. Got it. 14-12. Merced regains the lead. 10:50 to go, first half. Jalen Cooper attacks. Gets right inside to Brandon Moss on the baseline. He'll try from 18. Air ball. Yikes. Tyra in the other direction. Andrew Williams to the rack. He'll lay it in. 16-12, and Todd Franklin seeing the change of momentum. He'll take a timeout. 16-12, our score. We will take a break here on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Laughlin's shot attempt pops out. 16-12, it remains. Merced with the lead. Tion Martin checks in as he feeds Jalen Cooper straight away. Cooper back to Martin, looks down low for B. Moss, straight away to Andrew, stutter step, gets right inside, draws the contact, but he's stripped in a steal. Overall, comes away with it and feeds to Cole Tyra, who will walk it up into the front court. Martin on him. Directing traffic. Blake Trent at the scores table. He'll check in at the next whistle. Tyra. Tyra off a pick. Split. Loses it. And now goes to the floor. And he takes a timeout. So Tyra takes a timeout. Let's see if it's going to be a 30 or a full. It will be a 30-second timeout. We'll stay here. 16-12 our score here in the first half. It's our first chance to take a look at some stats here. As the team comparison, 40% from the field for Merced. And now it is going to become a full timeout. So we will take a break. 16-12 our score here on KCNR 1460 96.5 FM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
16-12 as a shot clock violation there out of the timeout. Former said, good defense on that possession by the Red Hawks. Tion Martin, the near side, Aaron Berry. Berry looking down low, straight away, JT Branch. Branch out to Martin. Martin looks on the far side, waits to come off a pick. He does. He's hedged. Left open for three. He'll try, and he'll knock it down. Tion Martin with the triple. Cuts it to one. Good to see him get involved on the offensive side. And a one-point game. Under 9 minutes remaining. Andrew Williams, far side. Waits to come off a pick. Now he lost it. Comes to Laughlin. Now to Seth Cobb. Cole Tyra. Tyra. Crossing over, tough shot attempt, no. Blake Trent corrals his fifth rebound. Tion Martin, Martin to the baseline. Aaron Berry stops, ooh, thought about it from three-point range. And now Martin directing traffic. The freshman out of Pasadena. And he is bumped and fouled. Shot clock will reset to 20 out of the foul. It's on Andrew Williams' first. Fifth team foul on Merced. 8-12 remaining. Substitutions for both teams. B. Moss out. John Manjohn back in. As right behind him was Alfred Batmani, his 6'8 counterpart, who will come in as well. Martin, out of the baseline, Blake Trent, looking for space, trying to get some sort of open look. He'll try for three anyway, no. Long rebound, Tyra and Berry collide, but Tyra come away with it. Under eight to play in the first half. Off a pick, Tyra looks in, and he traveled. So Simpson will get the ball back. It's been a well-defended game. They thought about taking the media. And now they won't take the timeout. All right, so we'll play here. Merced leads by one, 16-15. Simpson with the ball. Tion Martin with it. Crosses over baseline. He is fouled by Tyra. And I believe that's his second. Let's see here. Nope, just his first. 16 foul. Simpson will be at the line the rest of the half. Manjohn to Aaron Berry with a shot clock now at 20. Martin to Trent. Thought about it. Back to Martin. Looks down low. Finds Manjohn back to the basket right block. Back to Martin. Martin two dribbles. Sets up Berry. Here's a good look for three. Short. Manjohn with the offensive rebound. Goes back to work. Goes up. Foul. It'll get to the free throw line. The relentlessness of the big fella coming away with a tough offensive rebound and then drawing the foul. It's the second foul on Cole Tyra, the seventh on Merced, as he will head to the line to shoot a pair and trying to tie the game. First one, just short. Rafael Duer back in. Cole Tyra out with two personals. And he misses both. Rebound to Badmani. And now Merced will look to extend their lead. 16-15 our score. 7:15 remaining first half. Seth Cobb with it on the right angle. Skips to Rafael Duer coming off two picks. Now he attacks, gets inside. Had a wide open lay-in, but he lost it out of bounds. So a turnover. Simpson will get it back. Another chance to take the lead here. Gary brings it across. Looking for Blake Trent. Finds him on the right angle. Looking to have a great space down low. Manjon. Pass fake. Back out to Martin. Shot clock down to 17. Martin. Martin. Off a pick to his left. Double team. Looks down low and he just overthrew Manjon. Turnover. Trying to thread the needle just a tad too much. 16-15. Jalen Cooper will come in at the next whistle. Duer feeds to Bonmani. The right side, Ryan Haywood. Haywood slowly dribbling it out up top. Feeds to Bonmani. Uncomfortable around the three-point range. Now to Duer. Duer crosses over. Lost the handle on it. Martin almost with a steal. Down the nine. Duer out to the right side. Lofton from way downtown. No. And Martin comes away with the rebound. Martin with the dribble. And he is stripped. It goes out of bounds for said ball. So Martin will come out. .6:13 remaining. Rafael Duer puts it in play. Merced trying to extend their lead. Haywood now. Far side, straight away to Laughlin. Thought about it, but quickly swings back to Westlake. Dukes down low on the slip. And a shot blocked by Manjon as Laughlin went right to the rack and got his stuff thrown. .16-15. Badmani to Westlake. Westlake hesitates, comes off a pick, steps into a 17-footer, wide open, missed it, tip no. And defensive rebound. Somehow it's stripped out of Laughlin's hands, and Barry comes away with it. Streaking up the floor. Barry sets up Cooper. Cooper splits inside. Right feed. Branch lays it in. What a one-handed setup from Jalen Cooper, who has been so key for Simpson all year long. Redhawks take the lead. 17-16 in the low-scoring first half. Westlake. And Manjon has a steal. Manjon, right to the rack. He's blocked by Duer, but a foul. Oh, wow. That was unbelievable. So Rafael Duer picks up the personal, his first. Manjon will head back to the free throw line where he just missed two a moment ago. It's a good foul there. Manjon knocks down the first. Bonmani out. Overall back in. And Manjon knocks down both. I love it. 19-16. 5:10 remaining. Right side, Rafael Duer comes off a pick. Nice hedge by Manjon. Now swings far side, Westlake. Westlake. Stutter step to Haywood. Haywood attacks. Almost gets stripped. Gets it back. Trent's all over him. Out to Laughlin. A three. No. Rebound. It comes back to Haywood. Right place, right time. Laughlin. Now to Westlake. Simpson trying to gather themselves defensively. Westlake. Nowhere to go. Out to Haywood. Shot clock just at 20. Haywood. Isolation. Crossover. Tough step back. 14-footer. Brattles it home. 19-18. Lead cut to one. Simpson up by one. Blake Trent thought about in three-point range to Aaron Berry. Jalen Cooper now to Trent. Swings to Berry. To Cooper, bad pass, steal. Rafael Dur to the rack, throws it down. Merced with the lead, 20-19. Jalen Cooper. Cooper looks down low. Straight away, JT Branch down low to Manjon. It's deflected. Manjon keeps it alive. He stepped out of bounds. And a turnover. Aaron Berry and Todd Franklin. A little bit of a heated discussion on the sideline. All with the common goal. As he came out, Anders in for him. 4 minutes to go, first half. Here from Simpson University, another low-scoring game for Merced. Seems like what they are very, very good at. Dewar, baseline pop from 15. No good. Blake Trent with rebound number 6. Here is Cooper. JT Branch, crossover dribble, looks inside Manjon. Single coverage, spins, tough left-hand finish is good. Well done by the Spaniard. Simpson regains the lead, 21-20. And they have really started to feed Manjon the basketball the last three games. And he has responded. 3:20 to go. Haywood with it. Off a pick. Crossover with a dribble. In and out. Now pulls up from 17. Well defended. This is not close. Cooper with the rebound. Races up the floor. Cooper. Right to the rack. Finger roll. Got it. Pedal to the metal. And a timeout. Kevin Pham. Simpson leads by 3. 23-20. 3 minutes, 5 seconds remaining. In the first half on Simpson Sports Network.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine's Day where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Valentine's Day dinner special for two includes antipasto platter, sides, top sirloin, stuffed lobster tail, and red velvet cake with a glass of champagne for only $55 a couple. With your River Club card, live music with Linda Bott and the Bluebirds. Plus, play your favorite slot machine on us. For reservations, call 1-800-UN. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's better at the river.
Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. Wind River Retreat, a full-service spa, is our most amazing amenity at Wind River that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Select treatments from our exceptional menu of services that will rejuvenate the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, featuring farmhouse fresh products. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Relaxation is better at the river.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
23-20, 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the first half. Simpson with the lead. And we'll talk about these first half of basketball coming up at the break. Rafael Dur brings it up. Westlake comes off a pick out to Laughlin for three in the tie. Got it. Aaron Laughlin knocks down the triple. We're even at 23. Aaron Berry. Straight away, Jalen Cooper. Now to Blake Trent. Trent looks down low, trying to find the big fellow Manjon. He does. Waiting for space. Out to Branch. Branch crosses over. He gets inside. Tough finish. No good. Oh, wow. Can't believe there's no foul call there. Westlake races down the other direction. Two on three. Sets to the corner. Dur for three. Got it. Back-to-back triples for the Bobcats. They take the lead, 26-23. 2:20 to go, first half. Intermission coming up shortly. Cooper looks down low to Manjon. Single coverage. He'll go right to work. Half hook. It pops out. And a loose ball foul. It's going to be on JT Branch. Simpson shooting 40%. Merced at 38. The difference... Merced is 6 of 15 from beyond the arc. The Redhawks are just 1 of 4. Rafael Dur advances it on the near side. Westlake off a pick, stutter stepped out of Haywood. Haywood. And again, they just retreat looking for a switch. Haywood, dribble drive. Laughlin again for 3. No. Trent with another rebound, his seventh. Aaron Berry. Hands to Trent. Pump fakes in three-point range. Dribble attack hits inside. Tough shot. It's blocked from behind by Laughlin out of bounds. It'll remain Simpson ball with 20 on the shot clock. Kingsley Oberalt back in. Inbound to Branch on the baseline to Aaron Berry. Berry will hand, or not hand, to Jalen Cooper. He'll keep on, hold on to it. 12 seconds on the clock. Blake Trent, three-point range. Down low, Manjohn. Single coverage. Goes right to work. Left-hand finish. Lays it in. John Manjohn. Starting to come alive. He's got 6 points. Him and Berry lead Simpson in scoring, even with six. Just over a minute remaining. Cooper knocks it away. Almost a steal. Westlake slipped. Gets it back, but now Berry has a steal. Berry to the rack. Left-hand finish is good. Simpson regains the lead. All started with a poke away from Jalen Cooper. Berry gives him a point in approval. 27-25. Under a minute. 30-second differential to the shot clock and the game clock. Haywood straight away to Westlake. Back to Laughlin. Shot clock down to 11. Haywood, they look for the switch. Crossover. Haywood inside. He's bumped. Keeps it alive to the corner. Dewar for three. Air ball. Rebound to Manjohn. Up the floor. Here comes Simpson. Cooper attacks. Berry thought about it. Stutter step. Hands to Trent. Trent for three. Got it. Great execution by Simpson. A 7-0 run out of the timeout. 18 seconds remaining in the first half. They slow it up the floor. Rafael Dewar awaiting. Shot or game clock now down to 7. They're waiting an awfully long time. Now down to 5. He does come off the pick. Dewar inside. Lost it. Goes up. Missed it. And Cooper with a rebound. And that will end the first half. The momentum seemed to be in Merced's favor. And then a explosive 7-0 run capped off by a triple from Blake Trent. And the Redhawks will head into the locker room with a 4-point advantage. We'll come back. We will talk about this first half of basketball on KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 AM and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're invited to share the love. Saturday, February 9th from 6 to 11 p.m. at Reading Senior Hall, it's Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment all to support Shining Care's Gatekeepers program to preserve the quality of life, independence, safety, and dignity of older adults in our community. And now, here's your Masters of Ceremony for the evening, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's us. Come join us for this fabulous fundraiser for the Older Adult Gatekeeper Program.
Together we create a bridge to wellness for our at-risk older generation.
There'll be a live and silent auction with great items. Tickets are just $35 per person, or sponsor a table for eight. Call 232-5543 for more info. That's 232-5543. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Wind River Resort and Casino, and REU. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years' experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m. Get me every time.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater.
Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell and Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 30-26 here at the half. Real quickly before the second half starts, halftime stats for Simpson. Aaron Berry leads the Red Hawks in scoring with 8. Blake Trent with 5. Manjom with 6. JT Branch with 4. Tion Martin with 3. Jalen Cooper with 4. Tion Martin, the three-pointer, is the only bench points for Simpson that first half. The Redhawks 11 of 24, 46%, up 4 here at the intermission. Former Seb, Aaron Laughlin has drilled 3 three-pointers. He's got 9 points. Rafael Durr is 3 for 8. He's got 8. Seth Cobb with 3. Alfred Botmani with 2. Haywood with a pair. And Williams with 2 as well. Let's see what adjustments these teams make. Simpson shooting over 10% higher from the field in this game. However, they've allowed 4 more three-point attempts. Turnover numbers pretty even. Rebounding numbers very even. Red Hawks with a small advantage in points in the paint. We'll see which team made halftime adjustments that benefit them. Rafael Durr with it in three-point range. Far side to Ryan Haywood. Haywood, baseline drive, swings out Westlake for 3. No, good look there, though. And Blake Trent with the rebound. Cooper with Barry, Trent, Branch, and Manjom. Barry looks down low, finds Manjom, quickly goes to work, and he is fouled on the pass from behind. First foul on the Bobcats in this second half. And a turnover. Cooper tried to find Manjom, and now here comes Durr in the other direction. Sets up Haywood for 3. No. Long rebound. Blake Trent comes away with it again. Gosh, man, he's just getting every rebound. Branch, baseline drive, hangs in the air, left hand, finger roll is good. That was very pretty. 32-26. Aaron Laughlin, near sideline now to Mason Westlake. To Rafael Durr. Haywood now, just kind of passing around the perimeter. Haywood now crosses over, attacks, hangs in the air, lays it in over Blake Trent. Ryan Haywood back to 4, 32-28. Barry, baseline, Branch, look for Manjom, tip, no, it's loose, and Westlake comes away with it. The turnover there, not a shot attempt. Rafael Durr now steps back in three-point range to Westlake, to Laughlin, thought about it, and a whistle and a foul. I think away from the ball will be on Branch. It is on Branch's second. Inbound to Westlake. Laughlin, far side Haywood. Crossover the dribble. He's trapped. Back out to Laughlin. Shot clock down to 11. Westlake, well, for try. For three, no. And again, Blake Trent in the right place at the right time with another rebound. 32-28. Trent, three-point range. He'll try from way downtown. No. I mean, that was 8 feet beyond the arc. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Merced ball. Rafael Dur, far side, Ryan Haywood. Westlake on a catch and release. Three, he knocks this one down. Cuts it to one, 32-31. Cooper, trap to Branch, skip pass to Berry, and now Simpson will set up their offense. Berry in three-point range, waits for a couple of screens. Comes off it to his left. Now attacks out to Branch, thought about it, now he will try for three. Can't get it, and an offensive rebound on Trent, but a loose ball foul first. Trent picks up the personal. Second team foul on Simpson. Laughlin, dribble handoff Haywood on the near side. Now dribbles way out beyond the arc, looking for Westlake. Haywood, double crossover, gets in the paint. Ooh, got away with a travel. Now Westlake to Laughlin on the far side, Dur. Dur, hesitation dribble, left open for three, doesn't decide against it. Westlake from way downtown again, this one's no good. Good box out by Manjon with the rebound. Berry brings it up. Terrible handoff looking for Blake Trent. Westlake was all over it trying to not allow him to get the ball. Now he does catch in the baseline. Looks down low, Manjon makes the catch and a foul first. It's on Merced. Aurora with his second personal. Brandon Moss in for Branch. Cooper puts it in play to Manjon. Crossover with a dribble, now attacks the left hand, looks for Blake Trent. Trent tips it to himself, goes up, foul, and it counts. Somehow, Blake Trent, the leading scorer for Simpson, on the year, able to find his way to getting an and-one opportunity. 34-31. So Trent to complete the three-point of the play. Does just that. Four-point lead. 35-31. Here is Rafael Dur. To Haywood, they're looking for Westlake. He's denied. And now Haywood, really nowhere to go, picks up his dribble, dumps out to Laughlin straight away. 10 on the clock now to Westlake. Westlake quickly off a pick with the right hand to Haywood. Haywood dribble attack, gets into the paint, swings out. Here's Dur, corner three. Yes. Both teams heating up from beyond the arc in this second half. Already the third triple for Merced. They trail by one. Berry to Trent straight away. Looks down low, but instead finds Jalen Cooper on the perimeter. And a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And again, that's going to be Aurora, who has picked up his third. So with the three fouls, Badmani will come in. Inbound to Brandon Moss, who hands to Jalen Cooper. Cooper now, dribble attack, hangs inside, sets up Manjon, fakes the spin move, digs in down low, good footwork, and missed the lay-in. B. Moss is there for the tip, no. Blake Trent can't come away with it. Comes to Westlake. Haywood, crossover. Looks out to Laughlin. Right side. Now to Mason Westlake. Jabs left, goes right. A whistle and a foul. Oh, B. Moss just came away with a nice block after the whistle. The foul on Aaron Berry. His second. This is what Merced does. They kind of ugly the game up a little bit. Haven't allowed Simpson to get out in transition hardly at all. 35-34. Tour races inside. Stutter step. Skip pass. Out to Haywood. To Laughlin. Back to the angle. Now looks down low. Here's Dewar to Laughlin. Goes up. Floater. Short. Rebound tipped. And it comes to Haywood. Second chance for Merced. 5 minutes gone by. Second half. And Cooper now with a steal. Jalen Cooper by himself. Look out below. Throws it down. He just seems to come away with big plays and spots where the Redhawks need it. 37-34. Laughlin straight away. Simpson leads by three. Dribble handoff to Raphael Dewar, who now looks and picks up the ball. Nowhere to go. He does find Haywood. Inside, Haywood, the baseline. Here's a three from Westlake for the tie. It pops out. Aaron Berry with the rebound. Berry fakes the handoff. Now pulls up from 16. Well short. Rebound is controlled by Merced. Again, can tie it with a three. Haywood crossover, digs in, goes to the rack, lays it in with the right hand on the left side. Ryan Haywood, extremely talented at going to the basket. 1 point game. Cooper off a pick for three. No. Rebound to Merced. Mason Westlake. Westlake accelerates, stutter step, gets inside, sets up Dewar. He is blocked and a foul. And he'll head to the free throw line. Dewar with a chance to give Merced the lead. First free throw off the front of the iron, no good. Substitutions for Merced as Seth Cobb will come in. Tyra will come in for the shooter. Ken Monica Jr. in for John Manjohn. Dewar misses both. Monica Jr. with the rebound. Simpson hanging on to the lead. Berry doubled. Monica Jr. almost threw it away to Cooper. Gets right inside. Hangs in the air. What a floater. He's fouled and he'll get to the line. Like he lost on the way up as he was bumped. And Jalen Cooper will head to the stripe. Cooper knocks down free throw number one to extend the Redhawks lead to two, 38-36. Cooper tonight, 6 points. 3 of 3 from the free throw line. 7 points, excuse me. 2 rebounds and an assist. Blake Trent has 8 points and 10 rebounds for Simpson. I mentioned it earlier, it just seems like a lot of rebounds are falling his way. He knocks down both, 39-36. Here's Merced now with it. Cole Tyra with Tion Martin on him, who just came into the game. Out to Haywood. Haywood accelerates. Mishandles the catch, but out to Laughlin for three and a tie. No. Monica tips it. It comes to Martin. Simpson trying to extend their lead to Berry. BeMoss wants it down low. Cooper now. They're sagging off him to Berry. Now to Martin. Thought about it in 3-point range. Down to 10. Cooper attacks on Seth Cobb. Digs in. Out to the baseline. Check that. The angle. To A.B., Berry, step back and a whistle and a foul. And it will be on Ryan Haywood. That will send Berry to the line, I believe. Nope, just the 16th foul. I thought that was the 7th. The Sims will get it on the baseline with 20 on the shot clock. Berry puts it in play to Jalen Cooper. Waits for a screen. Attacks with the baseline, spins, a whistle, and a foul. And Jalen Cooper will head to the free throw line to shoot 1-1.
Ryan Haywood,
Cooper on the 1-1. Ooh, it pops out. 39-36. 12:30 to go. Have a timeout here shortly. Kyra accelerates, gets into the paint, dumps to the corner. Trying to take it, charged Martin did. Here's Laughlin for three. Got it. Matt Laughlin from downtown. We're tied at 39. Barry quickly flips the Cooper on the left angle. Trying to enter it down low to B. Moss. Just struggling to find that angle. Now they do get it to him down there. Single coverage. Almost throw it away, but Cooper somehow gets it inside. Monica Jr. hangs in the air. Left-hand finish just popped out. Good execution from Simpson. Merced can take the lead with a bucket here. Cole Tyra. Tyra. Into the rack. Up and under with the left hand. Wild shot, no. Barry tips it up the floor to himself. Barry. Martin. Lob pass to...